Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit californiapsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, my God! Hello, Friday. It's Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny. Alice's morning show. How is everyone? I mean, are you feeling the good vibes and variety? It's Friday!
I'm so super psyched. Certain things I'll never get tired of. Seeing a big, bright, full moon. Mm. And then if you are just getting up and you're in this, you got to be south of the city, maybe even north, but the city's overcast again. Yeah. But man, the sun coming up over the East Bay Hills is just spectacular and beautiful. Mm. And just gives me that like, yeah!
Yeah.
The weekend! Let's do this.
Yes.
Although,
let's do this. Let's go.
Very much like Sarah.
Yeah. Sarah
had no John for the last 2 days. My family is leaving me
Vinny.
For the weekend.
And yeah. Well, don't fall asleep in the hot tub. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. They're leaving the dog.
So yeah,
you've got responsibilities.
Yeah,
and
I have
stuff.
Some stuff.
It's not
to
like
do.
You lose yourself completely and you're sobbing and. I mean, if you need someone to talk to, dogs are great listeners. She will stare at you and some more.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
I know. Maddie has no sympathy for either one of us.
Oh,
we're so sad.
Yeah, I know.
It sucks. I feel you. John comes home today, though. I'm so happy. Like almost, I think he might be home at 4 now.
Ooh.
Oh, then it's just in time for that's his appointment.
It's go time, yeah. Although I did put out on Tuesday, so I'm feeling like, this weekend's covered, right?
No,
that's OT.
He'll be so tired from driving.
No, you did some OT, good on you, but no.
I don't know, OT, really?
The new week has clicked in, and I mean, I don't really have a pony in the race, I guess.
No bun in the oven, no.
Well, it seems like you're rooting for John.
I am rooting. As a guy, I root
like
for
as
John.
As the race
but...
goes, you want me to lose it.
No, because you...
Catch her, John! Catch her!
You win, too.
Yes. Yes, that is true, actually.
An ever-deepening connection to your 30-years-long love affair with Joanne.
Yeah. That's true. It's all true. Yay. I mean, I actually don't want to minimize that I love him or that I don't want out of our marriage.
Wait, what?
But I don't want to minimize, that I love that guy.
But you want out of your
and
marriage.
And that I don't want out of my marriage. But man, the sex, is that going to dry up at some point? Like, will he be like, let's say, I mean, what do I got? Another 10 years here? He turns 70 and then I'm like, woo, phew. Let's just hold hands.
You better hope not.
Let's go bird watching. Why? Why should I hope? Why better hope not?
Because it's good for your relationship to stay connected.
All
this
other stuff you can do.
No,
cook food.
Birds are not the way to stay connected to a person.
He can go golfing with his friends. He's in some town called Pacific Grove. I'm sure you are familiar.
Mm-hmm. I did a triathlon there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Man, what a cute town.
Mm-hmm.
He's like First of all, he's not playing at Pebble Beach or anything, but I guess it's like a, is it Pebble Beach adjacent or something?
Yeah, like I feel like Pacific Grove is north of
the course itself, I guess, is also on the, it's right there on the bluffs, and it's more part of it, I guess, the back nine maybe. But he's just frothing over it. He just loves it. And he's going around there, going all around the town. He's taking pictures of these little, you know, the California bungalows and all these cute little places.
Yeah, Pacific Grove is north of Carmel State Beach. And so
I don't know if that's where the course is, but it is.
But that's
it's
where
like
they're staying?
Nearby. Yeah, they're staying in Pacific Grove. He said that, you know, obviously he couldn't get on Pebble Beach, but he... It's something close to that, and they say
couldn't
that
get
vibe.
On, or they just.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to spend the money. I have no idea how that stuff works.
I got to play there once through a station thing, and
oh, yeah?
It is, and people who've watched it on TV know this. There's certain, I forget what the are they the ghost trees? There's these very specific trees that are out there, and it is really beautiful.
Yeah, they call this one the poor man's Pebble Beach. John said.
Mm.
I guess it's nearby and kind of has some of the same, but it's lovely. It looks beautiful.
And they're playing the same course every day? Or
No. So they played it yesterday. They played someplace else on the way up on Wednesday. And then I think today they're playing, I'm not sure. They're playing around. Boys. Five of them. They're a fivesome. That's awkward.
Can I say golf. Hi to a couple teachers?
Of course. Oh, my God.
I was walking Fred yesterday, and I'm in front of Almanac, and I lean over to pick up some poo.
In front of Almanac?
Almanac Brewery. It's on my block. I hear, happy birthday, Maddie! And there's two listeners who recognize me and...
bought you beer.
Walked over. I said, I'm going to put the poo away first, and we go throw it out. But Shannon and Bridget, they're teachers. They're just celebrating... before they have to go back and work at school again.
Oh, are they doing like a summer school or?
I don't know. I was like,
they're just like it's summer.
I'm celebrating. I'm trying to do the math there. But anyway, that was nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Fun fact: you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day, and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I heard you also downed an entire pint of ice cream by yourself yesterday.
Not only that, I ate dinner. I had a piece of cake before dinner.
What'd you have for dinner? Because it's your birthday.
Yes. Right. And I got a cake delivered to me. I didn't get it. Someone sent it to me. Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't order
myself a cake. It was one of those Bundt cakes, really good.
Oh.
There's like a Benihana place near me that, you know, they.
Yes. But I love Benihana.
I got
style.
The meal, you know, the steak and the shrimp and all that.
Ate
that.
You were totally stuffed because you'd already had cake.
And that. And then I shame ate a whole pint of ice cream.
Mm. What flavor?
It was Talente, so it was let's see.
Gelato,
and it had crumbles in it and vanilla and caramel swirls.
Oh.
But I'm not the only
delightful.
One.
But mine was dairy-free.
Oh, you also hammered a big pint of ice cream?
I ran out of things to eat at my house without having to actually cook, so I looked in the freezer, and there was a pint of dairy-free coconut ice cream from 4th of July. You know how you do. You sit down, you're watching TV, you get you figure, oh, I'll eat a little of this. And then later I'm like, oh no, I'm at the bottom and it's all gone. Yes, I ate an entire pint of ice cream as well.
Hey, lonely times.
Yeah, I know.
Pints of ice cream.
I'm sure John would have stepped, if John was home, he could have saved me from myself. Stepped in. Anybody else eat a pint of ice cream?
No.
I had an ice cream sandwich from TJ's.
What's that?
Trader Joe's.
Oh, wow. Do they do a really good one?
The best. It's like a Chipwich.
You know.
I don't know.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, yes.
The chocolate chip cookie is so, the perfect amount of soft, even though it's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Vanilla ice cream, classic. And then they have the most perfect, delicate, little tiny chocolate chips all around the outside that just give.
Is this, this is a Trader Joe's brand?
Exclusive.
Yes. Comes in like a little pink box, four of them. Susan and I are addicted.
Mm. That sounds pretty good.
If you haven't had, I highly recommend.
I can't go get those. I will mow those.
Mm-hmm. One time I was in Walgreens. This was a long time ago, but I'd gone there and then saw this same kind of thing. It's two. I think it's from the people who. What are the original?
No.
The original chocolate chip cookie. What is it?
A Toll House?
It's like a Toll House.
They have one of those giant size cookie too.
Two cookies, ice cream in the middle. So I bring it up to the counter and I put it down and the guy goes, "Where'd you find that? We sell those?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Where is that? I need that."
Oh my God. That's when you check the date.
And I bought it and it was absolutely delicious.
Oh.
I can't, do that often.
Yeah. When John and I had little kids and we needed a reward frequently, we would get one of those and it's the exact one. It's like in a yellow package.
Yep.
Yes. Toll House thing. It's just like their chocolate chips. And we'd cut it in half and just wish we had another one.
By the way, I know you don't care, but I looked up. There's Pacific Grove, and almost right across, there's Pebble Beach.
Oh, okay. Was there another course right near there, too?
There's courses everywhere around here. So you can see all that green open space.
Apparently, there's some kind of the last night went to this place where it's like a par, just like a little chip and
par three
putt. Yeah. A little course. And I guess they do, it's like a party. It's night golf and it's
so fun.
And it's like buckets of beer and all that stuff. So
you remember when I used to take listeners golfing?
I do.
I did that all the time.
Did we have something set up for that? Or you just the one to golf?
No, I just set it up. I did it so that I could go out and hang with our listeners. And it was super fun. And then for a while, like at first we were doing it at different random courses. Yeah. And then, Indian Valley in Nevada stepped up and said, "Come here. Mm. We'll do you every week." And they did us every week.
That is a beautiful course.
It was so fun. And it was cool to get out with people because that's one of those things where it's nice to meet listeners, but if you don't have anything to do, there's a point where you're like, "Okay, well, have a good one."
Right.
And this was, we could hang.
No, that's yep. solid.
We're hanging, playing golf, full on 4 to 5 hours out on a course. Really good times.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's golf is great. It is tiring. I can't do 18 holes.
You will be.
Maybe. We'll see.
Eventually.
Yeah. John's pushing for
when
it.
You don't have to be anywhere and you've got all day.
Yeah.
You just pace yourself.
Well, I'm also, believe it or not, not competitive at all with golfing because I suck at it so bad. So I always, we used to go to McGinnis all the time. He goes all the time still. He's always there.
To McGinnis.
Yeah, it's up in Novato. Or just south of Novato.
Okay.
And they've got a driving range and like just it's a 9-hole, but it's a beautiful, it's right there on the bay. It's a gorgeous course. And it's really the only place I've played multiple times. And so we would just hit shots and then we would scramble from the best ball, which was always John's ball.
Wow.
Of course. I feel so proud if I was the one who we scrambled from, but it didn't happen often. We're more mulligans than good balls from Sarah. Solid balls from Sarah.
Balls.
All right. Well, listen, it is the weekend. It's Friday. We've got a lot going on. There's some crazy surprises today. And it is now time. Oh, and Bob's Movie Club.
We have homework. What's the movie again?
Time After Time.
I'm going to do that this weekend.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and do it this weekend, too.
Okay, but don't be spoiling it all next week.
No, Monday, that's how it goes. Wednesday. Yeah, we all have to, we grouse about things.
That's why I wait and watch the movie on Wednesday after the show.
I kind of feel like I need to come in here on fire and start asking you questions almost immediately. Like, that's Monday.
Okay, but I haven't seen it yet on Monday.
It's still going to happen, so...
But the other thing is, if I leave it till Wednesday, something might happen and I won't see it. I don't want to be the person that didn't do their homework.
Is this how your guys' long, never-ending bits are born?
Yes.
Long, never-ending bits?
She's mean sometimes.
Yeah, she is. Very cutting. These young ones, they're very cutting.
Bob Snark.
Yeah. Bob Snarker. So, okay, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday, and we'll see you right after this one.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.